The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
We want to welcome you to the broadcast. Again, I'm Ricky Scarrell, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. And today, I'm going to be dealing with a particular subject that we blogged about this week. And we're going to be doing this, we're going to be covering this in our prophetic viewpoint segment. Again, we want to welcome everybody who's jumping on here. Maybe this is your first time that you've come on to the broadcast. And again, as always, we want to give you the opportunity to let us know where you guys are joining us from. And just, I ask you to bear with me for a second. Again, setting this all up when we first get on here is a little bit of a task. But once we get it going, we'll move along. Again, right below under the comments section, let us know if this is your first time, where you're joining us from. And we want to, right off the bat, we want to encourage you, if you've not yet subscribed to our main website, if you go into the description under Facebook Live, be sure to, under the description, it'll say subscribe to ETH. It's free. Just subscribe there so that you can catch all of our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Again, this is our prophetic viewpoint segment today. I'm going to be dealing with Messiah madness and peace talks that have made the latest prophetic headlines. Again, Messiah madness and peace talks that have made the latest prophetic headlines. Again, we welcome our podcast audience and YouTube audience as well. In case for you guys have not yet, you know, if you've not kept up with the news like myself and other watchmen, this is pretty much what we do all the time, is we keep up with headlines, we keep up with different announcements. We saw two major stories that has made headlines in the prophetic realm, two major stories that's made headlines in the prophetic arena, and that I believe are more signs that we are seeing the acceleration of Bible prophecy unfold before our very eyes. The first story is coming out of the Mideast, where the announcement was made that U.S. President Donald Trump announced last week that a peace deal had been forged between Sudan and the nation of Israel, and even went further to state that more nations will soon normalize relations in the coming future. Again, this is huge. This means the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Sudan, he's talking Saudi Arabia will be on board next. He's even, there's even been some chatter of Iran joining this, which would be a miracle in itself. But according to reports, Trump was seen in the Oval Office, where he was seen on the phone with leaders of the nation of Israel and Sudan recently to discuss the latest U.S. broker deal in the run-up to the election. Until the run-up to Election Day. I'm sorry, 3 months ago, I'm going to give you a quote here. 3 months ago, no one thought that this was possible. Even Bibi, which obviously is referring to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, didn't even know if this was possible. Trump then went on to ask his ally, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Trump said Sudan had demonstrated a commitment to battling terrorism. Quote, this is one of the greatest days in the history of Sudan, according to Trump, adding that Israel and Sudan have been in a state of war for decades. Quote, it is a new world. That was a direct statement from the President of the United States. It is a new world, Benjamin Netanyahu stated over the phone. So I want to make that correction. Let me say that one more time so people don't misquote what I said here. In a phone conversation with President Donald Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, said, quote, it is a new world, and quote, we are cooperating with everyone, building a better future for all of us. And Trump also stated that at least five other countries want peace with Israel. Quote, we have many lined up. They want to come in get the deal done, end quote. He went on further to state that a deal between Israel and the Palestinians even may soon be on the horizon. And he said that, quote, Palestinians, they're wanting to do something. I'm sure that it will get done too, said President Trump. So why is this significant? Why is this important? Why do I believe this is a major headline in prophecy? The answer is this. According to the Bible, a future peace treaty would come in the last days that would be forged by a man who would have direct connections with this. He would have direct involvement with this. This man would be known as the Antichrist of the Bible. And this would not be just a, quote, another peace accord, but this accord would be significant in that it would be a treaty that would involve the peace between the nation of Israel and many nations for a specific time frame of 7 years. And that is, again, that is found in Daniel 9:27. Daniel 9:27. I want to read this. Again, this is from the New King James. This is where we're this is the passage in which we are alluding to here. And then he, referring to the Antichrist, shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. And in Hebrew, that's 7 years. Now, I want to point out something here that some scholars have pointed out as points of interest and points of conversation. I believe it's definitely one that we should talk about. Is it says here in Daniel 9:27 that the Antichrist will confirm a covenant. Some even argue that it will not even be the Antichrist who will create the covenant, but he will, that the covenant will already be put in place, and then he will just come along and basically confirm it, or he will sign off on it. He will give his blessing over. So somehow the Antichrist, let me slow down here. I want to paint this picture for you. This is, and this makes this even more interesting and exciting in itself. So let's just say hypothetically for a second that that theory holds water, which it very well could. I'm open to, I'm open-minded to say that this is very possible. Let's just say that there is a series of treaties or covenants that are signed into place, that are put into place, whether it be, now we know now that Trump has already started this thing. He's accelerated this thing, and he's made history. Whether you like him, whether you don't like him, whether you vote Democrat, whether you vote Republican, whatever the case may be, we're not talking politics here, but we're talking Bible prophecy. Whether you agree or you disagree or whatever your stance is with him personally, the one thing across the board that we cannot argue with or refute is the fact that Donald Trump is being instrumental and being used by God to fulfill, or at least to accelerate and to lay the groundwork for Bible prophecy. So I just want to make that clear. So let's just say hypothetically that this thing has already been initiated through Trump. So now, again, we have the UAE, we have Bahrain, we have Sudan, and according to Trump, five other countries will soon, could very well soon be involved in this covenant treaty of many. And that's what even Daniel 9:27 says, that he will confirm a covenant with many. Now I want to preface this by saying that I'm not saying that Trump is the Antichrist. So let me continue what I'm saying here. Again, this is a hypothetical scenario. This is a hypothetical scenario here. What I'm saying is, what if Trump continues to forge these covenants? What if he wins the re-election? Then this would make it even more interesting, being that he would have four more years to complete what he's already began. Which, again, if God's in this thing, according to the book of Daniel, it's God who what? Sets up kings and he sets down kings. So it's going to get very interesting. It's going to be really interesting to see how this election rolls out just regarding prophecy, in terms of prophecy. Now, let's just say these series of treaties are signed, and then down the road, somebody say down the road, there is going to be a man that will rise to power. I do not believe that it will be Donald Trump. I don't believe it's going to be his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. I don't even believe the Antichrist is coming out of the United States. I'm pretty dogmatic about this, and I believe, based on the Bible, that the Antichrist is going to arise out of the Middle East, not Europe, not America, not the White House, not out of the donkey party, and not out of the elephant party, but I believe he's going to come out of the Middle East. Again, you guys have heard me talk about this. Most of you, I believe you've heard me talk about this and emphasize why I believe that. I believe the Bible gives us clues of the Antichrist. It calls him the King of Babylon. It calls him the Prince who is to come. It calls him the King of Babylon, the Prince who is to come. It calls him the Assyrian. It calls him the son of perdition. It talks about all these things, gives you clues up to his location and to where he's going to arise out of. So I don't want to get into dispute about that, but what I want to say is, if down the road this man, the Antichrist, arises on the scene, he comes to power, he comes according to the book of Revelation, he comes in a diplomacy of peace. Read it. He is the white horse rider with the arrow, with the bow with no arrows. He comes in a diplomacy of peace. He comes in a false sense of peace and a false sense of security. But then his true identity will be revealed. And we're going to touch on that in just a minute when we get to the second story that's breaking. But when this Antichrist comes in the scene, he comes in the diplomacy of peace. We could see how if these series of treaties have already been rolled out in the Middle East with many nations regarding the nation of Israel, all he's going to do is come along, the Antichrist, come along and confirm what has already been put in motion. I hope this makes sense to everybody. It says in Daniel 9:27, he will confirm a covenant with many nations for, again, 7 years. But in the middle of the 7 years, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. Again, so for 3.5 years, the world will be I hate to use this word, but it just came to my mind. The world will be trumpeting peace and safety. They will be heralding peace and safety and security for 3.5 years. But then the Bible says that the Antichrist will take a small army. He will invade Jerusalem, set up his quarters in Jerusalem in the temple, and there he will declare himself as God. This is extremely interesting, to say the least. Now, that leads me to my second part of this podcast today, or the second story, rather, that I believe is of great prophetic significance that I believe that we need to be paying attention to. And that is that over the past several years, there has been innumerable Jewish rabbis and mystics that have surfaced in Israel. They have come forward and they have made some very outrageous claims. They've made some very extraordinary claims. And what I deem to be called the Messiah madness. Excuse me. I am referring to the recent slew of Jewish rabbis and mystics that had come forward over the past 12 months claiming that they have, quote, either seen or spoken to whom they are referring to as the, quote, unquote, Messiah. This latest one, the buzz on this comes from a Jewish rabbi in Israel who has recently made the stunning claim that he has been holding physical meetings with what he is calling the Messiah, and claimed in a recent radio interview that he himself, along with others, so it's not just one, but others, are warning that, quote, the Messiah is about to reveal himself to the world. Rabbi Zsolt, I believe that's how you pronounce that, and I probably slaughtered it, himself, along with others of the mystical concealed rabbis, have now tasked him with informing the public of the Messiah's imminent arrival. Did you get that? I want to back up and slow that down a little bit. This rabbi has claimed that others in this community have now tasked him with the responsibility of informing the public and the world of the Messiah's imminent arrival. Wow. Now, I want to stress something here before we all get too excited about the appearance of this so-called Messiah. Let's go to the Word of God and remember some things that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ told us about regarding the return, regarding His return in the last days. And I've got some scripture I want to pull up here that's directly in reference to this. So right there on your screen, I've got two passages of scriptures, And this is what Jesus Himself said regarding His second appearance. I know that's really small on your screen there, but I pray you just follow along with me there. Matthew 24:36 says, "But of that day and hour, no man knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only." And He's talking about the return of the Lord. And then in Matthew 24:26-27, listen what Jesus said here. "Therefore, if they say unto you," listen to that, "if they say to you, look, He's in the desert, do not go out there. Or look, He's in the inner rooms, do not believe it." Now stop. I could shut down the whole broadcast right there and call it a day, and we could end this thing right there, because that passage of truth right there completely destroys these claims from these rabbis and these mystics. Jesus Himself said, "No man knows the day nor the hour, not the angels, not me, but the Father only." Secondly, He said, "The day will come." The day would come when they're going to say, "The Messiah is in the desert. The Messiah is in an inner room. Come on, He's in Israel. He's in on the backside of the desert. He's behind closed doors having meetings with mystics and rabbis." Listen, Jesus said, verse 27, "For as the lightning cometh from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be." Friends, this event in Matthew 24:26-27, especially verse 27, has not happened in our lifetime. Jesus has not returned yet. He's still in heaven awaiting the call to return to come and get His bride. Therefore, the question has to arise here, who is the Messiah that these mystics and these rabbis are alluding to, that they're having conversations with, that they have laid their eyes upon, that they've seen, that this Messiah, whoever this is telling them to get ready to announce His arrival and His appearance? Pause and think about that for a second. In other words, if the Lord had already had returned, we would know it. It would not be a secret event. And I want to say this. If we believe in the rapture of the church, or whether you don't, but let me read this. I want to read this note that I wrote down here. If you believe in the rapture of the church, you wouldn't be here if the Lord had already returned, because you would already be taken up. Y'all didn't hear me on that. Let me say it again. So let me just talk to my rapture believers for a minute. If you believe in the pre-tribulation rapture, if you believe that the Messiah has already returned, because based upon these mystics and rabbis, He's already returned, He's already here, and He's already having conversations, and He's about to reveal Himself to the world. Well, if we as pre-tribulation believers, if we believe this, then there's something seriously wrong here. It means either A, these mystics and these rabbis are referring to a different type of Messiah than the Jesus that we read about in the Bible, or we have missed the rapture. There's no other way around it. Now, let me talk to all of you that don't believe in the rapture. If you don't believe in the rapture, because based on the teachings of the catching away, the gathering together, or the rapture of the church, the Lord returns the first time, and there's a trumpet blast. There's a voice from heaven that says, come up hither, and we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with those in the clouds. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. That's an event that happens first, that not every eye would see him. Not everyone in the world would see that event, but only those who are ready for, again, the rapture or the catching away or the gathering together of the church. And then the next appearance, he comes back with the saints out of heaven. The book of Jude talks about this. He comes out of heaven with the saints, comes down, sets his foot on the Mount of Olives. He comes as King of Kings and Lord of Lords with 10,000s upon thousands of his saints to execute judgment upon the ungodly. Again, I'm only throwing you out the beliefs of the pre-trib rapture individuals. Now, for those who don't believe in the rapture, this would still be a falsehood to claim that the Messiah is already here based on the fact that the Word of God says this. Let me bring up some more scripture here. So I want to talk to both theological camps on this broadcast. The pre-tribbers, even the mid-tribbers, and all the folks that don't believe in a gathering together or the rapture of the church. So let's just say for a moment that there is no rapture, and that we're all going to go through the tribulation. We're all going to be here for this. All right. Remember what the basis of this entire argument is based on. Don't miss this. This is not a podcast or a message based on whether there's a rapture or whether there's not a rapture. This segment, what we're talking about right now, is we are discussing whether or not these rabbis and these mystics are speaking to and seeing and having conversations with the Messiah of the Bible, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he that which was, which is, and which is to come, the beginning, the end, the first, the last, the Alpha, and the Omega. If you do not believe in the rapture, and you believe in the other camp of theology, well, we got a problem with these mystics and rabbis with this too, because listen to this, Matthew 24:23-25. And then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, listen to that. Look, here's the Christ or the Messiah or there's the Messiah. Do not believe it. Come on, I want you to say that. Do not believe it. Matthew 24:24, for false Christ, anointed ones, messiahs, for false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Friends, we haven't even gotten into the great signs and wonders to deceive the very elect yet. People are being deceived by mere words of flattery and false doctrine and persuasions, and we ain't even got to great signs and wonders and lying signs and wonders yet. Oh, but it's coming. Listen to this. See, I have told you beforehand. That's the words of Jesus, our Messiah. Now let's go to Matthew 24:30. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. I said all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Well, we've got a problem right there. If these rabbis and mystics are right, and that the Messiah is somewhere in Israel in some room, in some back room, hidden and having conversations with them, saying he's getting ready to reveal himself. When did he come on the clouds of heaven, and when did the tribes of the earth mourn when they seen him coming in great power and glory? Oh, it's getting quiet here. Revelation 1:7. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, and even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. John the Revelator absolutely agreed with the gospel writer of Matthew. Those two scriptures coincide with one another. Again, I want to emphasize something here. It says the coming of the Son of Man. It says that every eye will see him, and the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Friends, this has not happened yet. So you say, well, what's your point, preacher? The point is that this Messiah that these rabbis and mystics are claiming to be here on earth and ready to be revealed and conducting conversations with them could very well be the Antichrist of the Bible. Now, I've got your attention. Let me move forward with my conclusion, if you don't mind. Let's look at this passage below from the Apostle Paul to the Church of Thessalonica. There's no way I could pull this up. It's too big to put up there. So you're going to have to get you a Bible, pull it out, read it along with me, or you're going to have to listen to what I'm saying here. This is, again, I'm going to be reading from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The Apostle Paul here is writing to the Church of Thessalonica, and he's writing to them in regards to the coming of the Lord. The second coming of the Lord. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together unto him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind nor troubled either by spirit nor by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. He's trying to comfort the church here and let them know that the coming of the Lord had not yet happened. It had not yet transpired, and that they did not get left behind. Verse 3, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day, the day is regarding the coming of the Lord, will not come unless the falling away, that's defection of truth, the apostasy comes first, and the man of sin, that is the Antichrist, is revealed, the son of perdition, that is also a term for the Antichrist. Watch this. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now stop for a second. I just gave you the biggest clue right there, and some of y'all missed it. Paul wrote to the church of Thessalonica and told them they had not missed the coming of the Lord. And he tells them there will be events that will take place, and they will come and come in chronological order of events that will reveal when the coming of the Son of Man will be. And he tells us in his letter to the Church of Thessalonica that before the coming of the Lord, there's going to be a great apostasy. I believe we're seeing it right now as you and I are sitting here listening to this podcast, listening to this broadcast. We are seeing the apostasy, the defection of truth. We are seeing the falling away, whatever you want to call it. The church is slumbered, is falling into all kinds of mess. That's happening. Then number two, he says, listen to this. Then he says the Antichrist will reveal himself. Are you hearing me? He will reveal himself. He will invade Jerusalem. Daniel talks about this. John the Revelator talks about this. He will set himself as God in the temple, declaring himself as God. Now watch this. Do you not remember that when I was with you that I told you these things? And now you know that what is restraining that the Antichrist may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he's taken out of the way. And I believe, again, y'all can disagree or agree with me. It don't really matter because it's my message. I'm going to preach it the way I'm going to preach it. But I've studied this over and over again. countless times. And I believe the restrainer that Paul is referring to is the church, the ecclesia. I believe we are the restrainer that has to be taken out of the way. And then the man of sin or the Antichrist will be fully revealed. And listen what it says. He who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. So, do you see that? Watch this. Let's recap here. There's coming what? First, a falling away. Number two, there's coming the enthronement of the Antichrist in Israel or in Jerusalem. But before that happens, Paul said there's a restraining force on the earth that is preventing the Antichrist from fully coming to power and fruition. And I believe it's the church, the ecclesia, the blood-bought saints of Jesus Christ. We are the restrainer that is preventing this event. Now, here's the powerful thing about this, guys. If we're truly seeing the falling away, then guess what the next major event is on the prophetic calendar? You guessed it. That's if you believe in this. But listen, I want to talk to all the folks that don't believe in the rapture in just a second. If you believe in the rapture, then this great event is one of the major events that has not yet happened yet. And I believe with all my heart, before this Antichrist can be revealed and be manifest to the world, the church has to be taken out of the way. And I said this before, one of my main arguments about this is, if the Antichrist was to come on the scene right now and reveal it, listen, I'm an old Kentucky boy. I don't have degrees of theology hanging on the wall, but I'm full of the Holy Ghost, and I believe that I've sat under great theologians that are still alive today. Some are not. Most of them are not, that I still sit under and study under. They've all gone on to be with the Lord, but some are still alive today. And they all even agree, most of them, some of them don't. I'm not saying everybody agrees with me, but most of them agree with what I'm telling you today. And if we agree that the church has to be removed for the Antichrist can be revealed, think about this for a second. If I'm sitting here telling you that this Messiah that these rabbis and these mystics are telling us that is about to be revealed to the world, according to the Bible, doesn't line up with the same Jesus and same Messiah that you and I serve. Friends, if I'm just one person, how many others have the Holy Spirit that are full of the Word? They're full of truth. They're full of discernment. And they're coming to the same persuasion. So in other words, as long as we are full of the Holy Ghost and we're here and we are a restraining force, this Messiah cannot come to full power. And this is what Paul is telling the church of Thessalonica here. But if we, as the church or the ecclesia, is removed, then the Antichrist comes to full power. Now, let's just say for sake of argument that there is no rapture, that we are not the restrainer. We are not going to be taken out of the way. And that, so then we have to argue about who this restrainer is that's preventing the Antichrist from being revealed. I've heard it's Michael the Archangel. I've heard it's certain nations had to be removed. There's all these theories on who this restrainer is that has to be removed in order for the Antichrist to come to power, because you can't argue with that. We can agree to disagree on the rapture and this and that, but you cannot disagree on what Paul said here. And Paul emphatically tells us that there is a restrainer in place, and that restrainer will remain in place. And as long as that restrainer is in place, the man of sin, the son of perdition, will not be revealed in his time. But when the restrainer is removed, whoever that is, when that restrainer is removed, then the man of sin will be revealed. And watch this. It says, and then he will be destroyed with the brightness of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen to this, verse 9. The coming of the lawless one, he shifts gears here. Now he's no longer talking about the order of events and how they're going to transpire. But then he gets, I believe, to one of the scariest verses in the Bible. And he says, the coming of the lawless one, or the Antichrist, is according to the working of Satan. Now, here's where we get into this. With all power, signs, and lying wonders. We haven't seen this yet, guys. We may have seen this on low levels, maybe into some false churches that are with false apostles and false prophets operating from Satan, conducting false lying signs and wonders. I don't have time to get into that, but Paul talked about in Corinthians and Galatians, he warned about another Jesus, another spirit, and another gospel. And he said, you may well put up with it. And I believe a lot of the American church is putting up with another Jesus, another gospel, and another spirit. And we've done put up with it for years. And this is why we're seeing all kinds of goofy stuff. We're seeing lying signs and wonders, false tongues, false miracles, false healings. We're seeing deception on a grand scale, and this is one of the things that's fueling it's giving fuel to the apostasy or the falling away or the defection of truth. It's fulfilling 1 Timothy 4, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, leading people astray. But watch this. It says, with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. So notice that those who are going to be greatly swallowed up with this mass deception are going to be people that never repented of their sins and put their faith in the true Jesus Christ, the true Messiah. I want to emphasize that this passage above indicates that the Antichrist will appear first, set up his headquarters, declare himself as God, and then the Lord returns afterward to destroy him with the brightness of his coming. Listen to this. The fact is, most of these rabbis and mystics are not born again. I want to say that again. All these mystics and these rabbis, there is only a small percentage of them that are messianic. In other words, that know the Lord, have a relationship with Christ, have been born again, and put their faith and their trust in the true Messiah, Jesus Christ. But the overwhelming majority of not just mystics and rabbis, but even Jews in Israel are not born again. But I believe that's changing. I believe the gospel is penetrating Israel. I believe it's penetrating the Middle East. And I believe there is waves of revival that's hitting and sweeping through places just because we don't hear about it here in the U.S. or other countries. But I believe God is revealing himself to them. And I don't have time to develop this, but I can go to Romans 11 and talks about the fullness of the Gentiles comes in. Blindness is in part to the Gentiles and to the fullness of the Gentiles comes in, and then there's a shift that takes place. The eyes of the Gentiles begin to grow dimmer and darker, and the eyes of the Jews begin to be open through the penetration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I believe that we're seeing that. But as we speak present tense, the majority of these mystics and rabbis are not serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, the voices they hear, the words that they hear, the things in which they see, the things in which they believe and are calling the Messiah, my friends, are not the Messiah of the Bible. So I'm going to close with this. Could these rabbis and mystics actually be in talks with the man who will one day fill the role of the Antichrist of the Bible? And if he is he about to be soon revealed to the world? I know this is a lot to take in. It sure does, and I'm gonna read to you what I blogged about. It sure does seem like everything is falling to place. Think about this for a second. I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to contemplate something. Meditate upon this. All the pieces of the prophetic puzzle are falling into place. Peace treaties. Guys, they've been talking about peace treaties for years. Scholars, prophetic teachers, prophetic preachers and teachers alike. The peace treaties. Daniel 9:27. And now, can you believe this? And here we are in 2020. We are now seeing these peace accords and peace treaties all taking place leading up to the fulfillment of Daniel 9:27. We've seen wars and desolations, disasters, nation against nation, plagues, plural tense. And now we're hearing the words Messiah, Christ, Anointed One. We're seeing the fulfillment of things that Jesus warned us about that would be signs of the coming of the Lord. One thing is for certain, and that is, again, Jesus said, when you begin to see these things taking place, lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. So I know this is a lot to take in today, because I want you to share this. I want you to share the link to this. If you're listening by podcast, share the link to someone. Share this on YouTube. Share this on Facebook. Tag some people. Invite people to watch this broadcast. I believe this is one of the most important broadcasts that we've done in 2020. And that's an understatement, because I'm telling you, things are accelerating. We haven't even got, listen, I've got another podcast I want to do either tomorrow or Thursday. And I want to talk about how cities in America, states all over America, are preparing now for civil unrest. Over 1,000 National Guard troops have just been dispatched, at the time of you listening to this, have been dispatched to at least 5 cities in Texas. They're all preparing for civil unrest, looting, chaos, distress of nation. The whole thing is here. We're going to talk about that either tomorrow or on Thursday on that segment. I want to talk about some bizarre, quote-unquote, coincidences that have all transpired around this election cycle. Some very crazy things that are happening. So again, I want to thank you guys for taking the time out today to hop onto this broadcast. Again, we always appreciate you listening and being a part of our broadcast. We want to give you the opportunity to, again, subscribe to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. You can see that right there on the screen. Again, if you've not yet subscribed, just go. You can go to the main website. At the very top, you're going to see a place where it says subscribe. Just click on that, or you look for this little banner right here that you're looking at on your screen. It says catch all the latest headlines, subscribe. And it's got a red circle around it. Just click on that. It's going to take you to a place. You just put in your name, put in your email address, and you're going to get one daily digest in your inbox every single day to keep you up to speed on all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective as they break. Also, you can follow us, on every major social media outlet. We're out there. We're on Instagram. ETH is on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Parler. We're on USA.life. And we're on MeWe. Again, we're on all these major platforms. So if you don't like Facebook and you like Twitter, if you don't like Twitter and you like Facebook, or if you don't like any of those and you like Parler, you can go there. If you don't like that, if you like USA.life, fine. Go there, fine. Let's go to MeWe, fine. You can find End Time Headlines anywhere. If you've not downloaded our free app, we want to give you the opportunity to do that. It's free. Please do that. Go to Apple. If you have an Android, you can go to the Android store. You can download it free and go to the Apple store, download it on iTunes. You can download that free app at the Apple store and the Android Google Play. It's free. When you download that, it's going to give you the opportunity to keep up with everything that we post. It's going to have live notifications so that when there's breaking news alerts, you'll get them. You'll be notified right there on your phone or your tablet, whatever device you use. Plus, all of our podcasts will be there. Our YouTube channel is going to be there. Everything you need to keep up with this. As always, guys, you guys that are listening and watching by Facebook or podcast, we do have a YouTube channel. You can find us by just typing End Time Headlines. Look for our official trademark logo and our banner there. You're going to see us. You're going to see all these messages as well. We do have a free podcast. You guys watching by YouTube or watching by Facebook Live or however you're watching this, we do have a podcast. It is available on Spotify, and it's available on Apple as well. We want to encourage you to go and subscribe for free there as well. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. If this message has been a blessing to you today, this ministry blesses you, it continues to inform you, equip you, encourage you, and or all the above, We want to give you the opportunity, as always, to sow into this ministry a gift of any amount. All we do is ask that you be obedient to the Holy Spirit, whatever He speaks to you, as we be a blessing to you. We pray that you would pray about being a blessing back to us, to help us to remain strong and continue to do the work of the ministry you've called us to, that the Lord has called us to do. Again, you can give a one-time gift, or you can become a monthly partner, however you wish to do that, whatever the Lord puts upon your heart. Again, you can do that by going to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, or go to our app store, or I'm sorry, go to our app, rather, and all the way to the bottom, to the right, just click on donate, and it's going to take you to a place you can give electronically. Or if you wish to give by check or money order, right there on your screen, you can give via by End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's Monroe, Georgia, 30655. Again, End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So as always, guys, we thank you for taking the time out today, being a part of our broadcast. Thank you for your prayers, your support, sharing this, tagging others, inviting others to the broadcast. And until we see you guys either tomorrow or on Thursday, we pray the Lord's blessings be upon you. May He keep you. May He bless you. May His countenance be upon you. May He favor you. May He bless you coming in, bless you going out. May He keep you from all forms of harm, danger, or any disabling accidents. I pray the Lord dispatch His angels on your behalf to protect you and keep you in all that you do, and you're coming in and going out. I plead and profess the blood of Jesus over you. I speak deliverance, healing, breakthrough, and prosperity over your family, over your marriage, and over all that you set your hand to do. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen and amen. God bless you guys.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.